Hi.
Antonio, I'll start by asking you about what you made of the performance or the bit that you saw of it, and then if we could ask you just about the incident with the official, please, and what happened there.
After the game, but I think it's normal, it's right to apologize, no, for what happened during the game. In the first half, I saw that Swansea was wasting time, and I said this a few times to the board official. But at the same time, I didn't see that something has changed in the first half, and I was frustrated for this situation. I tried to tell again. And the referee took this decision, but I repeat, I apologize for this because I was frustrated, and for sure I made a mistake. But during the game, and I suffer with my players, I suffer, and it's a pity.
Where did you watch the rest of the game? Did you watch it in the dressing room?
Yeah, in the dressing room. Yeah.
Do you have a screen?
Yeah, in the dressing room, because we have the tactical camera. Oh. And for this reason, I watched the game very well. Yeah, but I don't like the changing room.
Are you calm when you're watching in the changing room? Are you still animated when you're in the dressing room?
I suffered in the same way also in the changing room. To watch the game, no, on the video, and then don't have the possibility, no, to communicate with your players. It's very strange. It's very tough for me.
What did you say to the fourth official? Well, I could see your lips moving, but I couldn't tell what you were saying. And B, when was the last time you got sent off like that, or have you? I think once in Italy you did it, but
yeah, in Italy, yeah, maybe.
Atalanta?
Yeah, with the Juventus. Yeah, uh-huh. The Juventus.
How many years ago?
I'm talking about. Five years ago, yeah. After game, maybe against Genoa, yeah.
I may ask what you said to the fourth official?
I apologize.
No, during the game, sorry.
Ah, during the game. They are wasting time.
Did it look like?
Yeah, but a bit animated. Yeah, but I said this, and I shout this, and it was not the first time, and I think for this reason the fourth official lost his patience. Yeah, but I repeat, the fault was mine, not the fourth official. It must be very clear, and I apologize for this, but. I was frustrated, and
this is the end of it, Antonio, or are you worried about further action from the FA?
If I'm worried for not honestly, also because I repeat and I said to you what happened, and I shouted this. I showed this after a few times that I said the same concept, but not only because I said something of different.
And did you?
We'll take one more on this and then move on.
I was going to sort of move on. Did you shout anything in frustration when you saw that Manchester City had scored in the 90s?
I think that yeah, Manchester City won another game at the end, no? At the end.
96.
And if yeah, I remember also another game, no? Against Bournemouth, no? Maybe. Yeah. Sterling, the last game against Huddersfield. Sterling, yeah. Sterling is very dangerous. It's very dangerous, but I have great respect for a team that don't give up until the end, and this is the reality. And if they are able to win many games at the end of the games, it means that they don't give up. They trust until the end. I think Manchester City is doing something incredible. And when you do this type of situation, you must be also a bit lucky for this. But it's normal. It's normal when you have this type of result. But for us, it's important to look at ourselves, to go game by game. I think that we are improving from the start of this season. Now we have a good balance, and also today we created many chances, but we didn't leave chances to concede a goal, another clean sheet. Yeah.
Can I ask why? Obviously your players didn't give up, but what was up with them tonight? They seemed a little bit flat, a little bit jaded maybe tonight. Didn't seem to have the zip that they normally have.
No, but this type of game, or you are able to score early, otherwise, you must have a lot of patience, and to try the best way to score. At the same time, you must have great attention. You must pay attention for the counter attack, because in this type of game, they decide to win is. You have a lot of desire to win, and then you want to try to attack with all the players, and sometimes you lose your balance. I think my players never lost the balance. They played an intelligent game, good win, but we must be very good also to win this type of game.
Antonio, I think it's six or seven undefeated now in the Premier League. Are you getting the same sort of feelings as you had last season when you went on that unbelievable stretch? You think that the team's heading in a similar direction?
But my feeling now that we are better than before when we started this season. Because I repeat, we started this season with many problems, and now we are trying to solve these problems. I think now we are improving. We are trying another system of play, and I had the possibility to alternate these two systems. I think these are good options for me.
Okay, we need to finish up, Liam. Do you want to finish?
Antonio, David Luiz is injured at the moment, knee injury. You said he will be assessed. Do you know how long he'll be out for?
Yeah, now it's very very difficult because he had the liquid in his knee, and yeah. We have to assess his recover, no, the time, but I hope to don't lose him for a lot of time. Also because we have to play every 3 days, and I need all my players.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Sorry,
Chris. Did you apologize to the fourth official, the ref, or both?
Yeah.
To everybody.
Both.
To both.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.